Today Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, I know that you, Sedano, and you, Laura, are going to be especially excited about this one because a Southern California favorite known for its delectable pastries is heading to Disneyland.
Uh-oh.
Disney announced this weekend at the D23 fan convention that Porto's Bakery and Cafe will open a location in the downtown Disney district. Porto's Bakery and Cafe, a favorite of, like I said, George Sedano and Laura, is known for its one-of-a-kind pastries and its treats and Cuban food. They did not give details on an opening date yet, but Porto's is coming to Disneyland soon.
That's cool. I mean, Porto's is cool. It's not my favorite, but it's, you know,
I rave about how great it is.
Tropicana is my spot. They're more mom and pop. Porto's is a little more... they are family-owned as well, but I feel like, you know, they got more chains. They're more of a chain at this stage. But they're very good. They're very good. I just think that Tropicana is better. But listen, if you're going to give me a chance to have a little pastelito at downtown Disney, I'm all in on that. Laura, how do you feel?
I'm happy about it. Adjacent. I feel like they've kind of, just to go back to what George said, like Tropicana only has two locations. And I feel like the more locations Porto gets,
you guys aren't doing the whole sellout thing, are you?
No,
not sellout. The quality isn't as good is what
no.
I would say.
Because I bought Porto's last week because my mom lives by one in West Covina. And I was so excited when they have it, and I do love it. But like every time I go, I'm like, this just doesn't taste the same from when I used to get it in Burbank. So.
Right. I mean, the original ones, Burbank, Glendale, right? That area, mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they rock. You know what I mean? They still, because it's like the original stuff. Yeah, some of the newer places, the taste is not the same.
Sorry to be a Debbie Downer. I thought you guys would be excited about it.
I don't think she's saying that she's a Debbie Downer. It sounded like you guys were a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, I think we're the Debbie Downers. No, but
super excited.
Patrick Beverly's excited about it.
I mean, listen, I'm super all about, you know, look, people love Cuban food. The lines are out, any of these places are out the door. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
So what's that dish that you brought to us, George? It looks like a little ball of, I don't know, there's like sausage in it.
The potato balls.
What is it called?
Croquetas?
Croquetas. What's in that?
That's just ham. Yeah.
Those are good.
Just like grounded up ham.
That's really good.
They're so good.
And it's fried, you know?
I know. But it's not on my diet, you know?
No, it's definitely not on your diet list.
Can't do that anymore.
That's for sure. But yeah, I'm going to listen, if I had, you know, a little extra cash, I would probably call my guys Mel and Mel Jr. at Tropicana and be like, let's go. Let's start the business. Let's expand a little bit. Not so big, to Laura's point, but just a few extra locations, you know.
Well, with your
maybe one closer to the South Bay, so I don't have to drive 40 minutes. But, you know, I love Downey, but, you know, sometimes the 40-minute drive isn't as convenient. I can make a lot more of them if I didn't have to go. If I go to, like, Torrance, let's say.
Keep going with your crypto empire, pal.
Yeah.
You'd be opening up Tropicanas everywhere.
Me and Mel Jr. What's that?
One in West Covina or closer to downtown.
There you go.
Yeah, and Downey's a drive.
I mean, I love Downey, though. I like to get down. We need to go back to Downey. It's been a minute.
It's been more than a minute. It's been like 5 minutes.
Good times, man.
Yeah.
Maybe longer.
Speaking of which, what you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Hey, hold on a second. Let me ask everybody a quick question here.
But thank you, Lindsay, for letting us know that when we are at Disney, there is a way to get
Debbie Downer.
It's just, you know.
We are super excited.
I thought that you guys would be happy. I feel like you guys talk about portals all the time, and then I am like, oh, yeah, I saw that yesterday, and I was like, oops, emailing that to myself, making sure I'm going to do that for what you need to know.
I mean, we are.
And you guys are like, it's all right, I guess.
Sight.
No, it's like, you know, when for me, like, I do love Portos. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't. I just, as someone who's been going for a long time, I can definitely see the difference.
Well, maybe they need that feedback. Hey, get your bleep together, guys, because, you know, you got to be like, you know, a lot of these bigger chains, they have such good quality control that, like, everything tastes the same no matter which one you go to. You know, like McDonald's fries.
I feel like I can be the taste tester, right? Like, I mean, it's,
you are Cuban.
I know what it's supposed to taste like. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Are you guys tonight, just curious, with Monday Night Football, I see Joe Buck and Troy Aikman now holding those ESPN microphones.
Great suit by Joe Buck today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love it. It's nice. It's really nice.
You guys into the Joe Buck, Troy Aikman broadcast, or are you into the Peyton and Eli, the alternative?
Oh, I will watch the Joe Buck and Troy Aikman more now than I watched. I watch Joe and Troy more than Eli and Peyton, whereas maybe before it was the reverse.
Same. I love Joe Buck. I'm a big fan of Joe Buck. I like him.
Yeah, I'm not a Joe Buck hater. Like, I know it's like a popular thing to do to hate on Joe Buck. I'm not a Joe Buck hater. But I really love the Peyton, Eli, Manning cast.
Oh, it's great too. Yeah. But I feel like these guys, I mean, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are like, you know, no disrespect to anyone that was doing that previously over the last, you know, because some of them are actual friends of mine and definitely in your case, friends of yours. But I mean, these guys are the top of the game when it comes to calling this stuff for a reason, you know?
Joe Buck put out an Instagram post a couple days ago. Wishing a friend of his a happy birthday, and he had this friend of his, and he thought it was funny. I actually thought it was quite disgusting, but was impressed that Joe Buck would go for this sort of racy content. I guess one of his friends is known for being like a legendary nose picker, and then when he picks his nose, he takes the booger and he puts it on the end of his finger, and he like shows it to everybody, and they're usually like ridiculously gigantic boogers.
Yeah,
and Joe Buck put out a picture of his buddy holding on to this massive booger, like, hey, happy birthday to the best nose picker in the world. I was like, wow, Joe, that's really really disgusting.
Did you follow him on Twitter previously? Because he does kind of do a lot of goofy things on social media, like in a funny way.
I'll tell you this. He put out all those pictures of his hair plugs.
Yeah.
Man, that hair is looking very sharp.
It looks
for
great.
Joe Buck.
Good for him, dude.
Very sharp.
I'm a big believer in, and when, listen, if you got to get enhancements, whether you're male or female, you know, people are like, oh, you bought that. But I'm like, man, if you bought it, it's yours.
Wow. Russell
male
Wilson.
Male or female.
Russell Wilson coming onto the field wearing a Broncos uniform and Seahawk fans
skip right over that, being, like the enhancement conversation.
Well,
because right Russell Wilson,
I didn't want to bring up, you know, your whole Botox in the forehead thing. You know,
listen, you can keep saying that, but everybody that now sees me in person is like, oh, you don't have Botox. You just have good skin.
Man. I mean, it's like now that they hear your whole.
I mean, don't hate on my good skin, bro.
I'm not hating. Don't hate. Celebrate.
Yeah. Well, you're not. You're not celebrating.
I am celebrating. Celebrating your Botox.
I mean, I offered you a space in my home.
It was very sweet of you.
To put your girlfriend who doesn't like football, you know, and give her an opportunity to, like, you know, hang out and not
drink old fashions.
And that way, yeah, make some old fashions for her. That way you can watch some football. And, this is what you repay me with. I mean, geez.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I couldn't help myself. Russell Wilson taken to the field. Because, you know, George, I've done so many Seattle Seahawks broadcasts throughout his career.
Yeah.
To see him in a Broncos uniform in game one taking the field in Seattle, and the director on the ESPN telecast looking, let's find Seahawks fans who are yelling obscenities at Russell Wilson. I would think that a player comes back to his team and to the city, and people will be like, hey, man, listen, I know you left. I know there were some hard feelings. But, bro, you took us to a Super Bowl and won one and had us in position to win another one. I got to show you love.
Yeah, I would.
I know. These Seahawks fans seem pissed.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, listen, it's just the way people are now. Like, I've learned that in today's day and age, not everybody's going to rock with you. And that's cool. Like, just rock with whoever you want to rock with.
I want to rock with you all night. Yeah. Shamon.
All right, Shamon. So let me ask you this. Before I get to USC, what did you weigh in at?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. I haven't posted the picture, but I think you're going to be pretty surprised.
So where were you previously?
Last week on Tuesday when I gave up beer, gave up wine, gave up all cannabis products, and said I won't eat carbs after 3 p.m.
Correct.
Tuesday of last week.
Yeah.
I was at 210.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you the number, and I will post this on Twitter because you're not going to believe it. In 6 days, the diet I just described.
You're down to 200.
202.
Okay. It's a lot of water weight.
Well, of course it was. I mean, I wasn't as fat as I was, and I'm not as light as I am today based on my weigh-in.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, when you don't drink beer and you don't drink all that sugar with wine, and then you just stop eating carbs after 3, you can lose a lot of that water pretty quickly.
Do you know that an old-fashioned actually has a teaspoon of sugar in it?
I did not know that, because I don't drink old-fashions.
Yeah, now I learned that after making them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get you wired?
Not like really.
Sugar rush?
Not really. I don't like sugar. I don't drink a lot of sugar, so it was kind of like, I guess I was like, I had to go have a little Gatorade after, because it just, mm-hmm. the sugar part made my stomach not so great, but felt better after the Gatorade.
202.7. So from last week where I was
210. So like 203, really.
Yeah. But last week I was 210 and change, and this week 207 and change, headed towards 195.
I feel like that's where as many points as like USC has scored the last 2 weeks when you watch them play. Now, we didn't know what to expect from Stanford, right? Like going into that particular game. We did know USC was going to put up points. The question was, could Stanford put up points too? Now, Stanford made it a little closer than I anticipated at the end of that game. I don't know what you did, but I kind of, well, you were with Rachel, so who knows what you were doing.
Well,
but
don't forget, I was also on a boat.
Right, and you were on a boat, right. But I kind of like was like watching it, and then I was like, I'm not watching it as intently anymore.
Same.
It's like, it's on, you know, and then I'm like, oh, wait a second. This thing is like, this thing's getting close here at the end. Like, I should probably pay more attention. And then, you know, USC was able to hold on. But they have been as good as I thought on offense, but they have been more advantageous. I don't think they're good on defense. I just think they've been really opportunistic and advantageous on defense.
I'm not really sure if USC's defense is good. I know that the criticism around the country is what you're saying, which is, hey, they've got a high-powered offense, and when you've got a quarterback like Caleb Williams putting up 341 yards and 4 touchdowns with no picks, and then you combine the transfer, Jordan Addison, 7 catches, nearly 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, the transfer portal has been very good to USC, obviously. Mm-hmm. Stanford doesn't play that game.
See.
So I don't know yet. You know, you beat up on Rice.
Yeah.
You beat up on Stanford. So what you've done is you've beat up on two schools that do not play the transfer portal game.
Right. And now, by the way, I will give Stanford credit on this. Those RPOs they were running, I don't know if you saw that, they were holding on to the ball till literally the last second. And then the running back would break off a big run. It was kind of interesting to see. It's why those, you know, now I can see why those guys are so smart up there.
Well, USC, at least if nothing else, it's an exciting start. Now, when you play your next game, which is coming up this week against Fresno State.
A little better competition, yeah.
Yes, but you can, these are the kinds of games where, you know, you've lost these games in the past. You cannot afford to lose these games. I mean, there's no excuse for losing at home to Fresno State. None.
Right. No, you got to win that game. Yeah.
And by the way, you talk about overreactions today, George.
What?
Did you see the number of massive, I mean ridiculous, upsets in college football this weekend?
I did, yeah.
I mean, Appalachian State beats Texas A&M. Insane.
Yeah, but they're like a giant killer. You know what I mean? Like every couple of years, they do that to somebody.
No question. And most famously, it was
against
Michigan.
And by the way, they almost did it in week one against Carolina in a game that was 63-61, for God's sake.
But how about this? How about Marshall, same conference?
Oh, that was the most, that to me was the biggest. Look, did I think App State was going to beat Texas A&M? No, but I mean, they clearly were in the game with North Carolina, so I knew they were going to play and they were going to be good. But
Marshall beating Notre Dame? I mean, come on.
Yeah, even
Notre
before
Dame?
Buckner, the quarterback, went down.
Right.
It was a San Diego kid, right? Buckner?
Yep. And then back to USC for a second, and why this game against Fresno State is so important. Because during the Clay Helton era of USC football, if USC lost to Fresno State, people, you know, everybody wanted to fire the coach. How about Clay Helton? You talk about
Got Scott Frost fired.
Right. Clay Helton, he didn't go from USC down to a Fresno State.
No.
Clay Helton went back to Georgia Southern.
Right.
And Georgia Southern, look, Nebraska's not what they once were.
Yeah.
But still, come on.
Yeah, they shouldn't win that game. Right.
Not
Nebraska should have won that game. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Georgia Southern and Clay Helton beats Nebraska. 3 monster upsets with Sun Belt Conference. By the way, I didn't even know what the Sun Belt Conference was until these 3 games this past weekend.
Right, you get out of here. You did not know.
I'm exaggerating, but you understand what I'm saying, right? I mean, come on. 3 teams from this little conference beat up on traditional powers?
Yeah, Sun Belt getting down, bro.
Amazing.
So here's the thing. So I told you that ESPN does this playoff predictor thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So USC last week was 13th. They had like 5% chance of making the playoffs. Guess where they're at right now?
If they were 13th last week after a win against Rice, and this week they beat, you know, Stanford convincingly.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they've broken into the top 10.
They have, yeah, actually. That's a good
Where
point.
Are they?
They are number 6 right now.
Really?
Number 6 with a 20% chance of getting into the college football playoff now after 2 weeks.
Wow. Wow. Let me tell you something. If USC gets into the playoff this year, I'll just say this. The Rams and the Chargers have both had the benefit of USC's program being down ever since they moved back to LA.
That would be bad for those two pro teams.
It really would because it would just – I think my expectation would be that USC football is the brand of football in Los Angeles.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I actually have more on that. We'll do that on the other side. Plus, more on Overreaction Monday. More Overreaction coming up on a Monday. Cappy and I are going to have Overreaction Monday – 4:15, 5:15, 6:15. We are just going to overreact like mother bleepers, okay? So stick around. We're back in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Anybody ever play the game Guitar Hero back in the day?
Yes, and I can play this song on expert perfectly. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Really?
Damn, girl.
Oh, man, when I went to Disney, I was so pumped. There was like a little arcade in our hotel that had Guitar Hero. I stayed up till like 4 a.m. one night playing it. And my nephew was like, I can't believe that you're still up playing this.
Yeah, between this song right here, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, and then probably Smoke on the Water. Those are like the two like really famous Guitar Hero games. But I haven't played Guitar Hero in forever.
Yeah, so this Pat Benatar released Love is a Battlefield as a lead single from Life on Earth. On this day in what year, Cappy?
Well, I know exactly what year it was because I was being bar mitzvahed that year, 1983, and I loved Pat Benatar, man. I had
what was
the
your
hots
bar
for
mitzvah
Pat
like?
Benatar.
I'm curious.
It was great.
Memorable?
It was at a Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
You know, it's the way we did it back then.
Yeah.
You know, Were you chilling at the Holiday Inn?
You know it. You know it, true. And I was, you know, they had me up on the chair. You know, they were putting me up on the chair. Hava, Nagila, Hava, Nagila, Hava, you know, the whole deal. Put my mom and dad up on the chair, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
God, it's a long time ago. It's like 40 years ago. Damn. See?
You had no idea what my reference was, do you?
Nice. Nope. Didn't know what you meant.
No. Hotel, motel, holiday.
Well, of course I knew that part.
Well, you know, the song... What you doing? Nothing chilling at the Holiday Inn.
Say what?
It's a good song. You probably never heard it, Cap. We'll have to play that.
Well, wait, so George thinks you're talking about Rapper's Delight.
Well, yes, but that's this song came off of Rapper's Delight.
Correct.
What's the song? What are we talking about?
I think it's called Holiday Inn.
I think it was Chingy who sang the song.
Yeah. Or Fabulous.
No, it's Chingy featuring Snoop Dogg. I'm trying to pull it up, but you know, YouTube takes a while sometimes.
Yeah.
It goes, what you doing? Nothing chilling at the Holiday Inn. Who you with? And my friend used to say, my cousin Nikki and Lindsay Fulton.
Because we used to go to spring break.
Oh, yeah. It was a good jam.
That was before you changed your last name to baseball?
That's exactly what it was, yeah.
Right, gotcha. Officially.
Right.
Yes. Laura, if you find the song, that's great. Cappy, did you use the words Jun or Yeet? To Rachel this weekend at all.
No, junt. Yes, yeah. I did. I used that word. I didn't
it's
use John,
yeet. Actually. We were told by the people in the community that you had it wrong.
Wait, really quick.
Cap, I know it's funny. So today I was texting with Sedano about something, and he replied, yurt.
Right, instead of yup. Right.
Yeah. On accident. And I was like, oh, is that Cappy's word? And I was like, oh, wait, just kidding. I thought it was junt. I thought it was your word.
Yeah, no, it was yurt. And the reason yurt is autocorrects on my social media is because Mike Trudell and I play in a fantasy league together, and it's obviously very, very serious and like really deep. Like you go way down rosters on this fantasy league. Like The people that play in it are literally people that work in the NBA. So I remember having these long conversations with him about when Bam Adebayo was hurt, and about Omer Yurtseven. So we would call him Big Yurt. So that's why my phone, there were so many texts about Big Yurt to Mike Trudell about you know, his play during the fantasy league, that it autocorrects to Yurt now.
Speaking of fantasy for a second, I don't know who I played this weekend in the Sedano and Cap fantasy league that we put together that Clinton was a part of.
Did Laura win? I thought Laura won, right?
I don't know who. I just know that whoever I played, I my team is called Sedano and Cap, and I played against a team called the Love Boat, and I annihilated these guys.
So did my
team. Hey, buddy, you want to come and say hi? You're in your pajamas. What's up? What's up?
Cappy, you
hang out? You're not going to say anything? It's not good for this medium. It's
you don't want to talk to me? You don't want to hear my voice?
Here, you want to put the headphones on?
Let me talk to him. Yo, Mateo.
Put the headphones on? Hold on. Here, now he's on.
Hey, Mateo, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I want to pick up soccer.
You want soccer?
Yeah, what because it keep falling down.
You keep falling down at soccer?
Yeah.
You just got to be like, me too, buddy, me too.
What'd you do at soccer today?
Sounds like you fell down.
What happened at soccer today?
I was trying to kick the ball.
You were trying to kick the ball. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do at soccer. Yeah. All right, cool. You going to go?
No.
All right. No? Yeah, you got to go now.
All right, while you're parenting, let me just say one thing.
What's that?
The Seattle Seahawks have taken an early lead over the Denver Broncos, and Geno Smith made such a brilliant play.
Yeah.
Escaping the rush and then finding a wide open tight end for a score. Six plays, 70 yards.
Yeah, drizzle.
Took about 3 minutes and change. And the Seahawks in a stadium that rocks. I mean, you talk about the upper echelon of NFL stadiums that go nuts.
Yeah.
You already take
outdoor stadiums, it's probably the loudest.
Yeah, I mean that, and I guess, you know, maybe people would compare Arrowhead, but like this is the kind of start that the Seahawks needed, because just like how the Browns really needed to go to Carolina and win that game because they had to stick it to Baker Mayfield, man, the Seahawks would love to stick it to Russell Wilson, and if that place gets rocking, there's your home field advantage. That was a brilliant play. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, Monday Night Football is on while we're on the air. This is awesome.
Yeah. What did you think of Mateo's soccer game?
I'm concerned that he wants to kick the ball and he keeps falling down. And you know, I'm just worried about him. I mean, he needs proper coaching.
Is it one of those things where like he kicks it and he like totally biffs and like falls backwards?
Well, he's trying to run too fast and kick the ball at the same time.
Well, okay.
And he's a little too tiny at this point to make that happen. He needs to just be a little more diligent.
Got to go to a footwork clinic. Him and AD.
Yeah. Yeah. Although his soccer coach is kind of a famous guy here in the South Bay. Coach Clive, his British guy, got the patient of a saint. I mean, yeah.
Coach Clive. He's a famous soccer coach. He's coaching 4-year-olds.
Oh, dude. He does instructional from 3 all the way to 7.
That's when you got to teach him, Cap, because that's how you get all those really, really good skills when you're younger. Start him young.
Trudell's kids went to Coach Clive back when they were little. Yeah.
Are they,
Everybody goes to Coach Clive in the South Bay. If you're not teaching your kids to go to Coach Clive for instructional, you're not getting it right. You're not doing it right.
Yeah. Trudell's kids playing in the Premier League yet?
I mean, dude, those kids are going to be playing in the Premier League for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, have you watched them play?
No, I have no idea. Media? No, I have not. None.
Oh, my God. They're like legitimately going to be stars. Like,
how old are
these Mike
kids?
Was a Division I college player. So,
where did he play college soccer?
Northwestern.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he played in the Big Ten.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, real quick, I wanted to finish that discussion you were having. Yeah, it's why I took Seattle plus the points today.
That's a really good start. Really good start for the Seahawks. Fun.
Yeah. Now I'm up 13.
Very good.
Yeah. So USC, just to finish that conversation. So USC 7th in the country right now. Okay.
At least Fresno State ranked 7th in the country in the AP poll.
Correct.
Yep. Gotcha.
Yeah. And they are 6th in the playoff predictor, 20% chance at the moment. Mm-hmm. ESPN has their own like little thing they call the football power index. They have them at 8 right now in the country. So they're in that top 10 basically almost everywhere. We didn't do overreaction Monday, so at 5:15. So you ready for overreaction Monday?
Yeah, I can't wait.
USC is going to win the Pac-12, but it's not the way you think it's going to happen. Okay, they're going to lose to Utah at Utah, But I think they're going to end up having a rematch against Utah, and I'll take my chances with Lincoln Riley in a rematch to win the Pac-12.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, so that's my overreaction Monday from a college perspective. USC is going to win the Pac-12, but they're going to lose that game at Utah. And then if they, to me, they got to win out at that point, which they should. Look, because the tough games at Oregon State, Corvallis always kind of a weird place to play. I remember they had that crazy fog game there back in the day when Sanchez was playing or whatever. And so that's not an easy place to play. And Oregon State's playing pretty well. Arizona State, they should win. Washington State, now it's here on October 8th. That's a tough one. They just
Washington State, they beat Wisconsin this weekend.
Correct.
And even though we were talking about all those crazy upsets with the smaller schools beating the bigger name brand schools, Washington State going on the road and sticking it to the Big Ten, who has just gone into the Pac-12 and taken their two biggest stars, if you will. Uh-huh.
That was good for them.
That was a very good win for the Pac-12.
Right, and everybody was ripping the Pac-12 after week one, remember, because they had the rough start to the season. And then, yes, Washington State goes to Wisconsin and wins that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, remember, I said, Washington State's pretty good. Like, I didn't think they'd beat Wisconsin. But they definitely are a good offensive team. And Wisconsin, you know, look, this is what the people that cover this sport daily tell me. I don't cover it like these guys do. But a bunch of dudes were telling me in the preseason that they thought Wisconsin was going to have the best defense in the country. And now that kind of makes some sense because I think Washington State can put up points. And the fact is they ended up putting up 17 against the best defense in the country and ended up winning. Then that kind of bears out. So that's going to be a tough game. And then they have Utah after that. So if they can beat Utah, they're going to they're definitely winning the Pac-12. But even if they lose, I like them potentially in a rematch scenario. And for those that are wondering, well, how could they see him in a rematch scenario? They're both in the South. Well, I believe it was announced a few months ago that the Pac-12 this year is just basically going to do the two best teams. It doesn't have to be North and South.
Well, I'll tell you this, since it's an overreaction Monday and since we're kind of going extreme here, I'm going to disagree with you.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to say this. Here's my overreaction.
Go ahead.
USC will go undefeated and be in the playoff. Because you're talking about Utah.
Wait, you're saying they're going to go undefeated and make the playoff or undefeated and not make the playoff?
No, undefeated and make the playoff.
Okay.
There is so much hype around Lincoln Riley, the quarterback, the wide receiver, the first couple of games, the way they've elevated through the polls so quickly. They've gotten into this ESPN top six predictor thing. I'm telling you right now, when you really, really look at the schedule, other than Utah, who's ranked 14th right now, and Notre Dame, who just A, lost their quarterback, and B, lost to Marshall, there's really not a game on this schedule that you go, well, I'm not really sure. Oregon State, Arizona State, Washington State. The one questionable game is Utah. But I'm telling you right now, because it's Overreaction Monday, USC goes undefeated and makes the playoff. There's an overreaction for you.
That's an overreaction. I would absolutely believe that as an overreaction.
Now, Tuesday, I may have a different opinion, just by the way. But today, it's Overreaction Monday, so it's different.
Right. No, it's true. You can be more sensible on Tuesday.
Right. Today, it's just Overreaction Monday.
Right. Because they're going to beat Notre Dame now.
Notre Dame. I mean, listen, I am a Notre Dame hater, but I like the quarterback, and I want to root for kids that I've seen.
Yeah, but he's not going to play this season anymore.
So now I'm back to being a Notre Dame hater.
Oh, okay.
Right. You understand?
Yeah. Buckner. He's gone. He's out for the season.
He is gone.
He got hurt.
Yes,
he did. The kid Pine, I believe, is the kid that's going to play, and he just, He hasn't played very much for a reason, is my guess. So
he's also really kind of small.
He is. You know? He's smallish. I saw him when he got in the game. I was like, ooh, yeah. Now I know why they went with a freshman. So.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm telling you right now, this USC schedule, maybe it's an overreaction, or maybe it's not really an overreaction.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just telling you, the schedule just sets up perfectly for him.
Things could be breaking their way. But again, that Washington State-Utah back-to-back is going to be fascinating to see how they overcome that. And Oregon State. I'm not ruling out Oregon State not being a tough one, too. So,
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide. So we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks, Christopher. Also, don't forget that Radio Tinder is brought to you by Tequila Mandala.
Yeah, always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Yeah,
true.
That too.
It is.
Yeah. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. I had that too. I had that before I made the old fashions. But I had some Tequila Mandala Extra Añejo. And ooh, swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala.
Hey, the really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. The great stuff. Can't wait till we get some of that. All right, guys. So, Von Miller. He's one of the best defensive players in the NFL, as, of course, Rams fans were reminded this past Thursday. But during a promo for his new podcast, the Buffalo Bills star made some bizarre player comparisons with NBA stars, including one for Kevin Durant. And now he's getting killed on social media for his take. Here's what he said.
Who would be my LeBron of the NFL? Aaron Rodgers. You, like, identify Aaron Rodgers with, like, winning and success, and that would be my LeBron James.
My Steph of the NFL would have to be Cooper Kupp. Nice, clean shaven, wins championships, is the best at his position, and he racks up all type of records and all type of points.
KD.
That would be me. I love winning. I've just created this obsession with winning. I'm not afraid to go to another team and do it. I've been on super teams, been playing football for a long time, and all I want to do is win, and I want to put myself in the best winning situation that I possibly can.
So a lot of people were up in arms over the fact that he compared himself to KD, but overall, do you guys agree with Von Miller's player comparison? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Yeah, I think LeBron and Aaron Rodgers make some sense. I think that, you know, they're both, although not completely, you know, if you're looking at the trajectory from when they were young, I mean, Aaron Rodgers was a guy who could have been the first pick, but dropped to late in the draft to the 20s, early 20s or whatever it was. You know, that's not LeBron. LeBron is a child prodigy.
And plus Aaron Rodgers so only I would won say once.
If I were comparing LeBron, maybe not to a, I don't know if it's a current quarterback I would compare him to, but I would compare him to like Peyton Manning, right? Like, I think that like he's a, you know, he was a child prodigy too. I don't like Steph as Cooper Kupp either now that I think about it. I think of like Steph as like, who's somebody who's like dad played in the league or somebody in his family played in the league and is also like super successful.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think this Steph versus Peyton Manning is kind of a really good comparison, actually.
Yeah, Steph is not a bad Peyton Manning either. Now, that's a good point. Maybe like Eli? No, not as good. No, he's better than Eli.
Way better.
So, if Peyton is Steph, then who would LeBron be? Who would like the prodigy be?
See, to me, and forget about where they were drafted, but the GOAT of the era of basketball is LeBron. The GOAT of the era in football is him,
yeah,
Tom
Brady.
Brady.
I feel like your that's boyfriend. An easy one.
Right.
Freak of nature. People compare them all the time.
Yeah, I don't think of LeBron and Brady. Like, again, I do think the drafting part matters, and I do think that the expectations from the beginning matters. Like, LeBron, we expected him to be awesome since he was like 14 years old.
Right, like, and nobody expected
LeBron
that from
me
Brady,
is Tiger
but that's what
Woods.
Happened.
Yeah, LeBron to me is like Tiger Woods and like Serena and like people like that who we thought were going to be awesome from when they were children, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, just in terms of the best of their era, Tom Brady's the best NFL player. LeBron's the best NBA player. I love Steph Curry, clean cut, good looking, dad played in the league, Peyton Manning, kind of the same thing. And then the last one for KD, who in the NFL is the KD? That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
See, I would feel like Aaron is more KD.
See, that's probably a little bit better.
Yeah, just personality-wise.
But even though he hasn't, like, bounced around, you know.
But he threatened about bouncing around a bunch of times.
And he seems very temperamental, you know, and kind of blames everybody else all the time, or so it seems. Yeah, I think that's not a bad comparison. Aaron Rodgers, KD, it's not terrible.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Lindsay?
All right, so going on right now, next door, is the 74th Primetime Emmy Awards. I heard Ireland and Ramona breaking down, like, all the shows and the actors up for Emmys today, and, you know, they were giving all their predictions for winners. So I wanted to ask you guys, I think I know the answer, but still want to hear it from you. Do you pay any attention to or even care about award shows? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
Not one bit. I mean, you're telling me that the Emmys are going on right now?
Yep.
And that Ramona and Ireland were breaking this all down?
Yep.
I give them credit for knowing and then for caring. I didn't know and do not care.
Yeah, I mean, I knew only because the email came out that, you know, there was going to be traffic heading into the office today, and I had to do around the horn, so I knew that I had to kind of, you know, it was a pain in the ass to get to the office.
Oh, it's like playing whack-a-mole getting in here.
Yeah, and, you know, look, I don't know a ton of the shows because a lot of it is streaming shows that I don't watch. I guess there's that one show, the one network show that everyone's talking about, the comedy. What's it called? The Teachers from Philadelphia or whatever?
I've never even heard of that show.
What show?
They were talking about it, Ramona.
Yeah, it's
and
called
Ireland.
Like something like I'll have to look it up. But I've never that's the one thing I hadn't even heard of. That it was a network show.
I just don't watch as much TV as I used to.
I can't think of one show.
I watched House of Dragons yesterday because there was a lot of sex.
So no, but House of the Dragon is a streaming show or a cable TV show, HBO. Right. I watched it on HBO Max on streaming. I can't tell you one show on network television that I watch. Not one. Can you guys? Does anybody here watch any show on network TV?
No.
Yeah, college football on ABC?
No, that doesn't count. That does not count.
It's called Sunday Night Football on NBC. By the way.
What is the name of it, Lindsay?
Abbott Elementary. That's the
only Abbott Elementary is the one
never
that
heard of it.
That's the
never
only one that I've never even heard of all the nominees for like the best show.
I don't know. No. I spend way too much time watching sports is the problem. I view my time as the most valuable thing that I own, okay? Because you only have so much time in life, right? So I try to balance it up with, you know, the kids, the wife, the TV, sports, right? Like, I don't have a ton of shows that I watch. Like, I watched the 5 episodes of Legacies just for you, Cappy.
Thank you. I haven't seen this week's episode yet.
Me neither, because I was watching House of Dragon, because we had people at House of the Dragon, because we had people over last night. But
You had a viewing party for House of the Dragon?
No, we had a viewing party for football.
Oh.
And then I watched House of the Dragon when everybody left.
You were way off.
Well, the reason I ask is because that's one of those shows where if everybody knows what's going on, great. But if everybody's like, wait, what are we watching here? And then all of a sudden, you know, the niece is getting down with the uncle. It's like, whoa, what's going on here?
Dude, I mean, seriously, spoiler alert. You could just said they were Targaryens and people would get it.
Mm. Well, there you go.
I mean, you got to give people at least 24 hours, don't you?
How long has it been?
I think you should give people a week nowadays.
It definitely has not been 24 hours.
I just feel like if you're into this show, you're probably watching it last night.
Cap,
I mean, yes, I watched it before I went to bed, sure. And I even listened to the podcasts, the recap shows that they do, the HBO recap podcast.
Oh, you're super into it.
Right,
well,
for a guy who values his time.
My guy Jason Concepcion, who used to work at The Ringer, is one of the hosts. It's pretty cool, like to hear somebody you know. Host the show. Although I did fall asleep during the podcast because it was late and I had a lot of drinks.
Maybe we should do our own version of the House of the Dragon podcast.
Yeah, well,
it would be funny. I honestly, we should do it, but as like a separate offering on the podcast, on our own podcast.
Yeah, we could put it on the ESPN LA app.
Yeah. If you want to do that, I think we could do it. It would be hilarious.
Well, what would be great is, so George, explain to me who these crab guys are. What's their story?
Right. We just do
the
that.
Iceman?
Right. And we just do the crab feeder bit that we just did last week, which really wasn't a bit. It was me trying to explain it while not spoiling it for people that hadn't seen it yet. Now in a podcast form, if you're seeking it out, that's different. It's, you know, when somebody's just tuning in on the radio, they don't expect to hear what you just dropped.
I will just say this. I've heard people already saying this, and I think they're a little premature. That House of the Dragon is better than Game of Thrones. Can we calm down here? It's like 5 episodes in, 4 episodes in.
Not even, 4, yeah. Exactly.
You can call your podcast House of the Dragon for Dummies.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not a bad call.
I feel like that would definitely work, you know? Yeah.
Or La Casa del Dragón.
Exactly.
Yeah. How about that in Espanol?
Sí.
All this week, by the way, on Sedano and Cap, we're giving away passes for a behind-the-scenes immersive tour of SoFi Stadium, Cappy.
That's cool.
Yeah. Also things that are cool. Get an exclusive look at the areas of the stadium, including the team locker rooms, premium suites, post-game interview rooms, run through the players' tunnel, and more. Listen throughout the show all week for your chance to win. So make sure you're tuning in. We're going to give you a chance to tour SoFi Stadium, get a behind-the-scenes look at all of it.
Laura and I did it last year, and it was great, right, Laura?
It was fun, Cappy. I liked it. I got hurt, nice. But I liked it.
It's a beautiful place.
I got hurt.
Just like Cappy got hurt when we went to the Super Bowl experience.
Oh, yeah, you get hurt. I didn't just get hurt. I broke my leg.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Broke it in half.
No, you didn't.
Ask Dr. Clapper.
No, you didn't.
It's true.
I almost broke my ankle hitting the football. That was bad.
I didn't get hurt jumping rope on Friday.
Oh, we got one more radio tender or no?
Yeah, I got one more.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Crank the music again, Laura.
All right. So Guy Fieri, everyone's favorite celeb chef, you know, the guy with the frosted tips, highlights hair. So he revealed the number one parenting role that he has for when his sons get their very first car. Okay. In a recent cover story that he did for People, he said that his sons must drive around in a minivan for at least 1 year before purchasing a brand new vehicle. He said, quote, show me that you can spend a year driving the car, the minivan, not getting any dents or getting in any wrecks, not getting any tickets. Prove that you've got it all together. If you can do that, then we'll talk about buying you a car. Would you guys ever consider a strict rule like this for your kids? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
I would swipe right. I would buy them. I remember my first car, not the one that I jacked from my mom, the Tempo that she had back in the day, was a an old Ford Probe. It was like 6 years old, and it was like my mom's car. It was the next car after the Tempo. She got a Ford Probe, the original model, and it was like an 89, I want to say, maybe 90, so whatever. So, yeah, my 4, 5, 6 years later, whatever it was, I got that car. And, you know, it was broken in, right? So if it got dinged up a little bit, it is what it is. You know what I mean? And then I didn't get a new car until I went to college, and then I got a new Ford Probe. It was a different model. It was nice. And some girl totaled it, like rammed right into me. The unfortunate part is I did pass the test of not beating up my car very much. And then when I finally got a new one 2 years later or whatever it was, somebody just drilled me. So yeah. That's what it is.
My first car, 1986, when I got my driver's license, my first car was a 1976 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. And it was a big old heavy boat, man. And my father was like, A, you're paying for it, and B, let's see if you can actually drive a car, not get into accidents, like be a responsible person with this car. Yeah. My son, his first car was like a 2014 GMC Terrain, also because I wanted something a little bit bigger and safer. And George, you saw my son's car just the other day because you were like, what the hell happened to this car? My son's got this Mazda CX-5.
Yeah.
And you saw the front quarter panel that was all, you know, banged up. And you're like, what's going on with this car? That's my kid, man. 22 years old. And look at the mess he's made of a brand new car. So, yes, yeah. I would put my... Listen, a minivan is something that no kid wants to drive. So make him drive it and prove that he can be responsible, or she.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, nope, not driving it.
Oh, well, then you can get in a car.
Right, then buy your own car.
I'd get my way.
Yeah. Well, maybe with your parents, not with me.
Well, I mean, my daughters would get their way, too, because I can't say no to my kids.
Exactly. You know how it is,
especially
Cap.
Girls.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Nah, bro.
You'll find out.
No, we're all different. Let me tell you something. Yeah. I want to tell you a quick story. You know what? I'll tell you the quick story on the other side. I had a conversation with my daughter today about a couple of things, because we don't mess around in this house, okay? I don't care how much. I don't care, you know, like. That how lucky we are to have the ability to be more financially solvent than my family was growing up, but we don't mess around about certain things, and I'll explain on the other side.
When Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like Sweet Tarts Twisted Rainbow Ropes, Gummies Fruity Splits, and Chewy Fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do it. Get into it.
1989 on this day, Aerosmith released their 10th studio album, Pump. Crank it, Laura. Whoa. Whoa, yeah. Come on, Cappy.
Dude, I love Aerosmith.
I mean, who doesn't? They're kind of likable, right?
Come on, get into it, George. Loving an elevator. living it up when I'm going down. Speaking of elevators.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear what happened to Laura today?
Yeah, Laura, tell the story.
Okay, so my apartment.
And by the way, we heard it, of course, because she texted us. So yes. I would imagine it's a rhetorical question.
It was a setup, yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, my apartment complex has been a nightmare for the past few months. And today, you know, I thought last week was the worst week of them all. No, today when I tried to leave for work, I went into the elevator and I couldn't get out. It would just keep, it literally rode up and down for 15 minutes. It was not open. And I'm like calling my resident services. I'm like, yo, what is happening? And they're like, yeah, we're having someone come fix it. I'm like, no, I'm literally stuck here going up and down the elevator. They're like, oh, give us a moment. I'm like, really? Give you a moment? Like, bleep you guys. Bleep yeah. you guys.
This yeah. is bleepery.
It is.
What time was this?
Probably like around 2:45-ish.
In the morning?
No. Today in the afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I know you keep some strange hours.
Yeah, I mean, I work. I do work another job, Cappy, another radio job before mm-hmm. people start thinking weird because of the time.
Yeah, but. Not like that kind of.
I know, but sometimes you'll tell me it's like 3:00 in the morning, you're going to work. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, I do. Actually, today I work at midnight for my other job. So, yeah, it's a weird hour. So I'm kind of glad it didn't happen when I was going to my other job because then there's no one to call. Probably like 911.
In an elevator, and I've also been in an earthquake during an elevator.
Yeah. When was this?
I've been in an elevator during an earthquake, rather.
When was this? This is the earthquake elevator
In
story.
Vegas a couple of years ago during Summer League. So I want to say this was 2018. 2018, the year before the pandemic, we had some earthquakes that were out east. And it was affecting both Vegas and L.A. And I remember it started the day before I got to Vegas. I remember sitting in my living room in L.A. And all of a sudden, I'm like, uh-oh. The chair was like literally rolling. Like I was like riding a wave on my chair. And I'm like, oh, man. And it didn't last that long, thankfully. But then the next day, there was another earthquake. It was during Summer League. And I remember they stopped the games. It was the year Zion was playing there, and I had finished my games and I was going back to the hotel, and I was in the elevator when that thing started to shake, and it was like, it was pulling hard, like left, right, left, right, left, right. And I was like, oh crap. This is like the worst possible place to be, during an earthquake is an elevator. Like you probably couldn't script a worse place to be if you were going to be in a building.
Anybody else in the elevator?
No, it's just me, man.
Laura, how about you? Anybody else in the elevator with you?
No, just me. Thank God.
And how long were you stuck in the elevator?
Over 15 minutes.
Literally up and down, up and down. Down.
Yeah. Up and down.
Oh,
it was
man.
Horrible.
Do you guys get into an elevator and like look around and think to yourself, okay, if this thing gets stuck and I have to play superhero, I'm going to climb up, pop out the roof, and then I'm going to get up and I'm going to be in the elevator shaft. And then I'm going to find one of those doors. I'm going to pry it open like you see in the movies. Does anybody like get into the elevator and do that? Think that?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, I do that all the time.
No.
Yeah, makes sense for you, Kat.
Figure I got to be a superhero, perhaps.
So anyway, real quick, before I get on to what I was going to tell you.
Which was what?
About my daughter, because you said, oh, she'll get you. They'll get you. Blah,
That's
blah,
right.
blah.
You said we don't play that game in this house.
I don't play that game. There's a saying in Spanish, a mí no me cogen la baja. Okay?
Oh, we use that all the time in my house.
Yeah. Ain't nobody taking the low ground, you know, from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am protecting that. So let me backtrack here. So last night, my daughter, normally not a kid who wakes up in the middle of the night very much anymore, but recently she has been over really silly things. And it's like started to bug me because sometimes when she comes in at 2 or 3 in the morning, it's hard to go back to sleep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, out of nowhere, she has been using like those sleep masks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Ones that cover your eyes.
Right. Which is also weird because she likes a nightlight and she's got this little nightlight that spins. Like, so the colors are all over the room basically. And I'm like, what the hell do we get this nightlight for? She's like, no, I still need it.
She can't see it because she's wearing the goggles
like,
or the mask.
The hell? So anyway. So we start with that. So then at 2:18 this morning, she comes into the room and she's like, mommy, blah, blah. And my wife is like asleep, like talking, but not making any sense. And I'm just like, Aria, what's the problem? And she goes, oh, I don't know where my mask is. And I'm like, sweetheart, you got to figure that out. Like, it's 2:18 in the morning. We need to go to bed. Go in that room. Go to bed. Like that was the beginning of the conversation. So eventually she found it, like, because I walked her in there. She's like, oh, look, here it is. I'm like, okay, good. Go to bed. So I walk out of the room. And then today she gets back and I hear my wife say, she opens the lunchbox. She's like, Aria, you didn't eat any of your sandwich that I made you for lunch today. It was just like a ham and cheese sandwich on toast. But this kid is very finicky about bread, right? Like, the only sandwiches she was eating for a while were Jersey Mike's because of the bread. She liked the bread.
Love the bread at Jersey Mike's.
It's great. But I'm like, what's, she's like, well, I didn't like the bread. I'm like, Aria, it's toast. You like toast. She's like, yeah, but I don't like toast with like ham and cheese. I'm like, stop. You like toast. You like ham and cheese. Just eat the damn sandwich. And as a matter of fact, eat it right now.
Oh, this is great.
And she's like kind of tearing up, like, oh, I'm sorry, whatever. I'm like, no. And my wife's like, yeah, we don't waste food. I'm like, yeah, we don't waste food here. Like, food costs money. Okay, so if we give you lunch, you got to eat it. Now, you don't have to eat every single bite, but you got to eat something. You can't just literally leave it there because you don't like the bread when you actually like toasted bread. So she's like, well, but I like it with butter. I'm like, we'll put butter on the sandwich then, okay? But you got to eat it from now on.
So you're going to have the butter, like, on the ham and the cheese.
Yeah, a little butter, you know, on the toast. That
might be kind of good.
Yeah, that is good, actually. So then I pulled one of these while she's already kind of tearing up a little bit. And I said, and while you're at it, that yesterday better be the last time that you wake up. Bye, Mateo, as he opens the door. Speaking of children walking in. And I go, and that better be the last time you wake us up for no reason. I have told you, you get out of your room for two reasons. You got to go to the bathroom or something is really wrong. And your mask does not count as an emergency in this scenario. So, no, bro, you don't play in my house.
Wow, you're tough. You'll see. You'll see. Okay. She's eight right now.
Okay. No, I'm Cuban, bro. We Hispanic, We play different, okay?
Okay. All right. You'll
Laura,
see.
Yep. Your parents, they ruled by fear, correct?
Hell yeah, we built different. I'm afraid of a chancla, bro.
You'll see. You'll see.
Okay. Okay. No, we'll see.
Daughters and dads.
My uncle used to give my dad so much crap for being so easy on us because he has three girls. And my dad said the same thing. You'll see someday. Well, my cousin, who's my uncle's daughter, is known as Princess Lena around their house. So, just saying.
Well, but here's the thing. Did Princess Lena get told she better eat her godforsaken sandwich at 8 years old? And by the way, don't wake me up at 2 in the morning anymore? Probably not, is my guess.
No, I admit, I'm soft, man. Yeah. My kid would walk into the room in the middle of the night like that. I'd be like, get in bed. Just get in here and get in bed so we can go back to sleep. And then the kid would sleep in the bed with us. Like, no problem, ever. And I know a lot of people are like, I don't want my kids sleeping in the bed. So forget, there's no way. I'm like, oh, I gave up a long time ago.
Tim from the OC tweets in the Sedano and Cap community. It's culture mostly. Most white parents always let their kids do whatever they want. And some kids can walk all over them.
Fair. I mean, I feel like I've been walked over many, many times.
Yeah.
Three girls. That's what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, George. We'll see what happens when your daughter's 16, 17, 18. We'll see if she owns you the way my three daughters own me.
I think children should have a healthy fear of their parents.
I know I was afraid of my parents. When my father would show up, man, he'd start unbuckling his belt. I'm like, oh, I'm getting beat up now.
I don't need to unbuckle a belt. I don't need to hit nobody.
Hit anybody either, but I got hit plenty.
Yeah.
Generationally different, though. I didn't get to hit anybody. I just got hit.
Right. But I would say stern voice is good enough in my household.
We'll see.
I was afraid of my parents, but like more so my dad. I was afraid of him, like him saying he's disappointed in me. You know, when they're like, instead of them getting mad at you, my dad would be like, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. That me hurt worse than my dad like yelling at me.
Right, yeah.
So that's how mine were.
Yeah.
Mental warfare.
Oh yeah, totally.
Exactly. All right, coming up next, Cappy's ex-girlfriend wins again. His ex-wife won on Sunday. No, not his actual ex-wife. His sports ex-wife. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a second.